Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonser. We're back with Glenn in just a moment. Coming up Thursday, March 9th, it's the next regular Superior Video Livestock Auction live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. is the start time for the video auction. 24,600 head to be offered, including 6,000 yearling steers, 4,900 yearling heifers, 11,950 weaned calves. For details about the sale, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Or call Superior at 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
All Coyote Hills Ranch is proud to present the all-black, all-polled bull sale Saturday, March 11th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. The sale will feature 80 fall yearlings and 20 spring yearlings, limousine and limb flex bulls. All bulls developed and performance tested at CHR. For a sale catalog, call 580-597-3006 or go online at www.hallchr.com.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonser is working with the Cattlemen's Beef Board and trying to get more information, develop more indexes on information about beef demand at food service, at retail, trying to get the differences between ground beef and regular muscle cuts of beef. He says it's important we have that because if we understand what beef demand is, we understand what the consumer wants.
Beef demand itself tells us how the consumer views our products. And ultimately, every dollar that retailers all the way down to seed stock producers have comes from consumers. It gets passed through in different ways. And understanding the demand from the end consumer, which is me as a beef consumer and everybody else in this country and worldwide for that matter, is actually very, very essential. And importantly, we have a lot less information on consumer demand than we do on supply. So folks watch the cattle on feed report, the cattle inventory reports, those kind of things, and they're very, very valuable. I don't want to say anything bad about those, but those are supply measures, and we have a lot of those. Comparatively, we have a lot fewer demand insights. That's the motivation for this. Why more refined demand insight? Is there's different sectors of the industry that are obviously focused on one thing. If you're a grocery store, you don't care as much about what's going on through restaurants and vice versa. Collectively, for producers, the net of that is what's important. So if I raise a calf and sell to somebody else, ultimately the value of all the products that come off that carcass later down the chain is why my 550-pound calf is worth what it is. And if I understand collectively that it's ground beef demand that's the growth area, we can learn from that and play on that and maybe allocate some more resources to improve loin demand, round demand, rib demand, whatever that might be. So if you refine the understanding of why the public does or doesn't like, it used to be your beef product, but more refined, the product that you're talking about or the one you merchandise, we can increase the value of all our products in the entire industry.
Dr. Tonser's study suggests it's going to be difficult to drill down a lot deeper when it comes to food service, but retail is a different matter.
We're more optimistic in encouraging the industry support the retail side. So the grocery store retail demand indices that we had, that data is coming from scanner data. So most of us probably know if you go to the grocery store, you scan your box of cereal or something else, it triggers a barcode. Well, the same type of information is collected on a lot of meat products around the country, and there's different companies that aggregate and process that data. The beef industry purchases that data regularly. That's what we're working with here, and there's a lot of refined insights you can get from that, which is what we were doing here. Ultimately, we recommend that segment of our analysis be supported going forward because what we built, quote unquote, makes sense to us. The ground beef demand index that we built separate from the loin demand index that we built makes sense, but we're able to refine our insights on grocery store level demand through this process much more than we're able to do before.
K-State's Dr. Glenn Tonser working on new beef demand indexes on behalf of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, let me tell you about the Apache Auction Special Cow Sale coming Saturday, March 11th at high noon. They're going to be offering over 800 head, including 300 head from Naught Ranches, 7 to 9-year-old heavy bred cows and pairs, 30 head of heavy bred first calf heifers, all bred to low birth weight bulls. Now, if you want information about all the consignments, you can call Apache at 1-888-926-9696. That's 888-926-9696, or go to their website, ApacheAuction.com. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.